And now this is a dictation for Leo, L-E-O, Oberst, O, B as in boy, E-R-S, T as in today, July 13, 26, address as a letter to Dr. Moon, M-O-O-N, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Moon, a follow-up for Mr. Oberst, who has biopsy proving glomerular obsolescence, arteriosclerosis, and advanced renal failure. Last visit in December. He has cardiomyopathy, valvular abnormalities, but considered high risk for intervention for his multiple medical issues and advanced age. He complains of increased dyspnea for what he has been using extra dose of diuretics. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. There is an abdominal pain on coughing. I wonder if there is an early hernia. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. Presently no edema. He's very careful with salt and fluid restriction. Presently 55 ounces a day. No oxygen, no orthopnea PMD. No syncope, lightheadedness, or falling episode. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Recently started Norvasc for blood pressure. Takes Lasix. Took for twice a day for the last 6 days. Follows with cardiology Dr. Casas, K-A-S-S-A-S. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 143.76. Alert orientation 3, normal speech, able to speak in full sentences, no gross respiratory distress. Next paragraph, I review notes of cardiology, Dr. Casas. This is from March. He has normal ejection fraction, severe mitral regurgitation, chronic low platelets, not considered a good candidate for invasive interventions. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. March, creatinine 2.5. Stable over the last 1 year. Anemia 10.1, MCB 95. Elevated white blood cell count. Low platelet count 48. Normal sodium potassium. Metabolic acidosis 21. Normal albumin calcium. Present GFR 25 stage 4. Liver function test not elevated. Good levels of B12 folic acid. Low ferritin 64, but saturation 21. Phosphorus PTH was not done. Next paragraph, I review notes from oncology, Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. This is also from March. They mentioned the iron deficiency anemia, low platelet counts, advanced renal failure. The etiology for the high white blood cell count is not determined. Is being a chronic problem, at least documented for the last 4 years. Testing for leukemia, lymphoma has been negative. The not tolerated hydroxyurea because of side effects. Concerns for myelodysplasia syndrome, myeloproliferative disorder. Patient has declined further workup or bone marrow testing. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, nothing to suggest pulmonary edema. Next number, biopsy proving severe arteriosclerosis and ischemic glomerular obsolescence, tubular atrophy, interstitial fibrosis, and secondary FSGS. Next number, atrial fibrillation. Does not take anticoagulation because of low platelet counts. He's also not on any rate control. Next number, severe mitral regurgitation, considered not a candidate for intervention. Next number, hypertensive cardiomyopathy, preserved ejection fraction. Next number, chronic anemia, thrombocytopenia, and elevated white blood cell count as indicated above. Next number, chronic back pain from L1, L3 compression fracture. Next number, no recurrence of kidney stones, documented 80% uric acid, 20% calcium oxalate, presently not active. Next number, prior right-sided renal artery aneurysm that has been stable over time. Next paragraph, dyspnea multifactorial as indicated above, valve abnormalities, anemia, renal failure, careful use of diuretics, monitor potassium acid base. Next number, needs to update phosphorus for potential binders as well as PTA for potential treatment with vitamin D125. Next paragraph, all issues discussed and left with the patient. End of dictation.